and welcome everyone into episode 476 of the Foreign Affair Podcast. My name is Edward Green. Unfortunately, not joined this week by my colleague crime, Wes Bradshaw, although he will be coming in a little bit for Anfield Corner, and he has a special name for it this week, so make sure you stick around for that. But first, we have to get to the week that was in the world of European football, and we are going to start in the Premier League, of course. We're just pretty much going to stay in England this week, to be honest. Over in the Prem, there was five matches on Saturday, five matches on Sunday, and we had some big results. Palace and Fulham drawing 0-0. Luton getting their first point of the year with a 1-1 draw against Wolves. That could be very big down the line. Morris's penalty in the 65th minute was the decider in that one. Wolves also having Jean Reznar-Bellegarde going off just before the 40-minute mark was very big, allowing Luton to get back into the match. And that they did, so they are able to get their first point of the season and climb out of the cellar. Man City 2-9-4, no clinical performance for them. Everton, their first win of the season as they beat Brentford 3-1, and United get back to winning ways with a 1-0 victory over Burnley. On Sunday, Arsenal and Tottenham played a delicious 2-2 draw in the first edition of the North London Derby for the season. Hyun Min Sung, he's on the brace on this one, also scoring a response that ended up being the match-saving point for them. Just after Saka hit a penalty in the 54th minute, some Arsenal poor ball handling, especially from Kai Havertz, allowed Son to get right back down the field and put one away for Spurs to get them the 2-2 draw. And, you know, I think what this match showed most of all is, you know, how much better Spurs are just overall from a belief standpoint. I mean, we saw it a little bit against Sheffield, but this was a much better team than Sheffield that they were able to keep coming back against. So there is a resilience. And I think we've also seen now that there is a little bit of the, oh, well, who's going to score without Harry Kane? Well, Tottenham are scoring goals. So can they keep it up for a full season? We will see. But early days so far looks promising for them. Elsewhere, Brighton keep their strong starts going. 3-1 winners over Bournemouth. The opposite start for Chelsea as they fall 1-0 to Aston Villa at home. Chelsea just now in a world of panic. Even as Michael Cox wrote in the past week for The Athletic, they're not actually as bad as the panic would suggest, but still, it's Chelsea Football Club. There's going to be panic. Liverpool 3, West Ham 1. Wes will be getting to that in Anfield Corner in just a short bit here. And the biggest result of the week, Newcastle 8, Sheffield United 0. I'm kind of glad we didn't do a pod a few weeks ago because I was going to call Newcastle start of the season disappointing. And to a sense, like through three or four matches it was, Newcastle are starting to respond very well now in the new season and just put 8 past Sheffield United. Good match for them, obviously. We then had the League Cup. And I think, you know, the biggest shock of the round so far is that Manchester City will not be able to go for the quintuple or whatever this year because they are already out of the competition. I just mentioned Newcastle's bouncing back since the international break. They get the 1-0 victory over Man City. Isak with the 53rd minute winner. And City are out of the competition, right? They're one match and done. They elected to go to the Tottenham round and say, hey, League Cup's not for us. You know, second most popular Vietnamese energy drink. We don't play for that. So City are out. Newcastle will advance. And with the rest of the results from this past week, that is going to make some potentially interesting next round matchups as they hit the Sweet 16 of the League Cup. Yeah, I'm using that term. Everton versus Burnley. Hey, that's a thing. Chelsea versus Blackburn. Just interesting to see if Chelsea can keep it going and get their heads back up for that one. And then you have United versus Newcastle and West Ham versus Arsenal. Those are some big, big matchups coming up here in the League Cup. That will be the last day in October on that Tuesday. So check that out. There will be Champions League this coming week here. I'm scrolling to see what we have on the docket for that. Yes, Napoli and Real Madrid. We'll probably talk about it next week on the pod after the Napoli-Madrid match. There's some stuff going on in Napoli. It's not great. Not great. But that match will be on Tuesday. Newcastle versus PSG on Wednesday. And then I mentioned this a little bit ago, Leipzig versus City. City, you know, they're dealing with some injuries. Leipzig's given them a hard time in the past. We'll see how this one goes. That one's in Germany too, so home crowd advantage and all that. As Wes is going to mention here in just a short bit, this weekend's Premier League schedule is highlighted by Saturday's 12:30 match with the first edition of the Foreign Affair Derby for the year, Tottenham versus Liverpool, 12:30 p.m. That will be a yet-to-be-named Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. We'll see. This will be, you know, Tottenham coming off their hardest task of the year by far, going to the Emirates. We'll see how they respond now with another very tough task in Liverpool. Elsewhere, you have Villa versus Brighton at 7:30. 10 a.m., you have Bournemouth, Arsenal, Everton, Luton, United, Palace, Newcastle, Burnley, West Ham, Sheffield, Wolves, Man City. On Sunday, just the one match as it's Nottingham Forest versus Brentford, 9 a.m. And on Monday Night Football, it's a London derby with Fulham versus Chelsea. So stick around for that. I never did a quick look at the table. Right now, though, City in first with 18 points, perfect 6-for-6. Liverpool right behind them with 16, then Brighton with 15, Tottenham and Arsenal with 14. The bottom of your heart, the relegation zone, Bournemouth currently sitting outside of it with 3 points. Luton, Burnley, Sheffield United all have one. They are your bottom three teams right now. So we'll see how that continues to evolve over the course of the season. And now, that leads us into Anfield Corner with Wes Bradshaw. Wes, my friend, take it away.
Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Anfield Corner. I'm Wes Bradshaw, and hopefully we won't have to do too many more of these in the near future. Had a weird work week, so I had to get up with Ed and say, look, bud, it's like, you know, by the time we're usually finishing up, that's about the time I need to be getting up to go to work. So so this week we figured we'd throw you in Anfield Corner. And folks, I'm kind of getting to a point where I think I need to start calling this the 3-1 Anfield Corner. We'll say the 3-1 Anfield Corner. As Liverpool, a pair of 3-1 victories on the week without having the schedule up. I believe that's like maybe 4 straight wins that they've gone 3-1 now. And they're 2 good ones on the week, over West Ham in the Premier League on Sunday. And actually, that's what they did in the Europa League last Thursday, since the last time we potted. And then a win over Leicester City in the League Cup. So 3 Liverpool 3-1 victories since the last time that we talked to you guys. And I'll tell you what. Those mighty Reds are looking awful mighty. 360, that doesn't make sense. 180 from the last season's hideous, hideous start to the season that just led us all to a dark, dark place. Myself, probably the darkest of them all. The midfield rebuild. All 4 midfielders in the last week have now contributed to at least 1 goal for Liverpool. Highlighted by, Jesus, that thunderbolt from Dominic Szoboszlai that turned out to be the match winner against Leicester. But Ryan Gravenberch has said already, I think, dished out a pair of assists. Hasn't played very much so far. Endo got the assist to Szoboszlai, set that one up, and of course Alexis McAllister has just been his normal brilliant self, and he's doing it not even playing his best position at the moment. So the retooled Red Army of Jurgen Klopp marches on. Liverpool at the moment, of course we're still early in the season, But at the moment, Liverpool looking somewhat back on their perch of being the top challenger to Manchester City in the league. I can't say they're on the perch at the top of the league because, God, Jesus, City's still sitting up there and City looking good. That said, City were knocked out of the Carabao Cup by Newcastle. So there will be no quadruple for Pep Guardiola this year. Ed's Spurs, of course, decided just to go ahead and take the Carabao Cup season off. Just something they didn't need. They didn't feel they needed it. Man, what a big one we've got coming up here in our extreme near future. And how near in the future? By the time you're hearing this, I don't know when Ed's going to drop it, but you may just be hours away from Liverpool and Tottenham, part one. That happens this Saturday. Two of the hottest teams in the Premier League going head-to-head, both playing really nice football at this point. I expect this to be a little more of those good old blood and thunder goals flying around like we're used to seeing from Spurs and Liverpool. Before Mourinho and Conte tried to all but kill that club. So I'm expecting a really fun match on Saturday. I'm going to try to get myself partner on the TV for that one. We'll have to see how the day goes, but that is the plan. 12:30 Eastern time kickoff. And I'll even turn down the first block of college football for that one. Woo! Exciting times out there. I mean, really, you look at the Premier League up near the top. A lot of teams playing really well right now. West Ham off to a good start. Arsenal, as we said, Liverpool, City, Newcastle seem to be getting themselves right. United keep tripping over their own feet. Everton can't even really stand up to trip over anything. Sucks to be them, as always. That's about what I got going on. Oh, yeah, well, that's enough of the Europe. The football of the European kind. On the college gridiron, apparently 10 is the new 11. As Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame said, you know, coolly and calmly, oh, we knew that we only had 10 guys on the field for those last two plays against Ohio State. But, yeah, whatever, Marcus. Basically, Notre Dame shit the bed, should have beaten Ohio State. And instead, they just blew it. Deion Sanders taking his first loss on the gridiron. As Oregon coach Dan Lanning said, it's the end of the Cinderella story. It's the end of the starting story. It's still a big story out there. What to see how Colorado does going forward. They got a big one this weekend. They're playing USC. My boy Ryan Daugherty taking the Trojans up the mountain to Boulder. Possibly the last time. Hell of a year the Pac-12 picked to break up when it was over. And they've got four teams in the top 10 right now. That doesn't include a Deion Sanders team that's still the most talked about team in the country at the moment. Yeah, another big week of college football. Man, I tell you, even the weeks that on paper you're like, there's not too much here, Yeah, they end up being awesome. It's a great sport, man. Great sport. 12 Saturdays. And that's it. And it's over. You gotta wait. Man, when it's here, it's totally sweet. I will be back at Nash Central High School Friday night. Nash Central Rocky Mountains. We took us a little week off from the high school game of the week. We'll be back at it. See if Rocky Mountain can look infinitely better than they did the first time I saw them this season, where they looked, to be nice alumnus like Dookie. Pure T. Dookie. Alright, guys. Some big matches coming up this weekend. Of course, as I said, Liverpool Tottenham. I believe Liverpool plays Europa next week again. So we're in that part of the year where it's crazy, it's fun, it's awesome. If you can't find something to watch, God, baseball playoffs are right around the corner. If you can't find something to watch, you're a sports fan. I don't know what to tell you at this point. Unless your Fox app is messing up like mine is, you don't really have an excuse. Anyway, folks, I'll say one more time, up those mighty Reds. It's the first Foreign Affair derby of the season. You guys know who's going to win. Actually, I'm calling 2-2 draw. That's my pick, 2-2 draw. Anyway, all right, I'll shoot it back over to Ed to finish this bad boy up. Or maybe he has. I don't know. But anyway, guys, I will catch y'all next week. We'll deep dive into Liverpool Tottenham. We'll have some fun. See what's up. Catch you guys next week here on Infield Corner with your old pal, Wes Bradshaw.
Thanks so much for that, Wes. And yes, as mentioned, 12:30 p.m. this Saturday, first edition of the Foreign Affair Derby for the season. Again, that will be at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So we'll see how the two teams do there. And we'll be talking about it next week, along with Champions League matches, of course. But that will do it for episode 476 for now. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to, of course, us podcasters for Spotify or whatever it is, as well as Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn Radio app, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Catch us on social media. On Twitter as a collective, we are at AFA Pod. I'm at Edward Green. He's at West Bradshaw 21. And this has been episode 476 of the A Foreign Affair podcast. Till next week, everyone, please stay safe and enjoy the football.